Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, the wily Mr. Jones is waiting to catch the Man of Steel in his trap. We'll learn what happens in a moment, but right now, let's see what Dan McCullough has in store for us.
You know, gang, if there were a Hall of Fame for funny paper characters, we could hang pictures of those comic buttons you're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. Because every one of those characters is really famous. Take Orphan Annie, for instance. Folks have followed her adventures with her dog Sandy for years and years. And Skeezix, well, he's famous as an all-around typical American fellow. And Superman himself. Everybody's heard of the wonderful things he does to straighten out people's troubles and stop crime. So it's a real thrill to wear these comic buttons pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. The colors are so bright and dazzling that, well, these pictures really stand out against the white enamel background. And what fun it is to work on your collection and to swap duplicates with your pals and get a new comic button every time Mom opens a package of Kellogg's Pep. That's the only way you can get them, you know. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you a good supply of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, and you'll find an exclusive prize in every package. Get your comic buttons, gang, from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Convinced that he can destroy Superman, Mr. Jones, the murderous and eccentric leader of the Crescent and Star gang, allied himself with a powerful racketeer called the Laffer, who has one of the two stolen pieces of kryptonite, the strange, deadly element which robs Superman of all his strength. Jones sent a letter containing a tiny particle of the kryptonite to Clark Kent, instructing him to have Superman insert an advertisement in the Daily Planet, telling Jones how to contact him so that they could negotiate for the balance of the kryptonite. As we continue now, it is late afternoon of the following day. In his guise of Clark Kent, Superman waits anxiously in his apartment with his friend Batman for a phone call from Mr. Jones. Listen.
What time is it now, Batman?
It's almost 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Well, the Daily Planet's been on the street since noon with my ad telling Jones to call me here. What's holding him up?
Maybe he doesn't intend to call Kent.
Well, what makes you say that?
This could be a clever stall by Mr. Jones. Keeping his tie to a telephone while he shakes the dust of Metropolis from his feet.
He's too slippery a customer to have to resort to that. Twice now, he and that Hindu servant of his got away under our very noses.
Oh, I'll never forgive myself for that.
Well, Jones is a fox. I only knew what game he's up to.
A dirty game, chum. You can depend on that.
Oh, sure, but what? First he says he's going to destroy Superman with the kryptonite. Then he writes me a letter telling me to contact Superman so they can negotiate for the stuff.
Well, it's obvious he's trying to trap you.
That's the trouble. It's too obvious. Jones is far too clever for that.
Well, we'll know more when he calls, if he calls.
No, I think he will.
Oh, I don't...
Oh, hold everything. Might be he now.
If it is, hold the phone a little away from your ear so I can listen in.
Right. Hello?
Mr. Kent?
Yes, who...
Mr. Jones.
Oh, yes, Mr. Jones.
I understand you've been in touch with Superman since you received my note yesterday.
Yes, I was lucky enough to be able to contact him.
That's a hot one.
Did you show him the sliver of kryptonite I enclosed?
He saw it.
I presume he's interested in securing the two stolen pieces.
That's right, Mr. Jones. Do you have them?
I do. And I'm willing to give them to Superman.
What? You are?
For a price, of course.
Oh? What's your price?
My representative will inform Superman of that personally.
Who is your representative?
My brother has consented to act for me.
You mean your twin brother, Algernon Phillips?
Exactly. My brother will be home this evening. If Superman will call on him alone, he will be given my terms for the kryptonite. If Superman accepts the terms, my brother will tell me when I communicate with him later, and I will then arrange for the transaction to be carried out. Is that clear?
Well, yes, but
goodbye, Mr. Kent.
Wait a minute. Hello? Hello? Oh, he hung up. Did you hear everything, Batman?
I sure did. Now, look, I don't like this. Jones knows he can't make any deals with Superman.
Well, a crook believes every man has his price.
No, I don't like it, I tell you. He's setting a trap for you.
Uh-huh, that's what we're going to find out. Come on.
Where?
There are a couple of hours left before dark. Plenty of time for us to look the land over thoroughly. I'll strip down to my costume and We'll make the first look-see at Algernon Phillips' house by air.
I still don't like it, but okay if you say so. I'll give Robin a ring and have him meet us. He's a smart little potato and might come in handy.
Good.
P-L-2-1. But even as Kent and Batman prepare to investigate the home of Algernon Phillips, the gentle little choir leader has just been roughly pushed into his twin brother's hideout by two burly men and Tara, Mr. Jones's Hindu servant. The slender, scholarly Mr. Jones settled his shawl around his thin shoulders and carefully sprayed his throat with his silver atomizer as his brother voiced an angry protest.
Oh, what does this mean, Richard? My throat feels fine now. No, don't come any closer to me. You've just been outside and your lungs are full of germs.
Oh, nonsense, Richard. It's this hot, foul room that's full of germs. Tell me what this means, Richard. Why I was brought here.
Haven't you always been anxious to see me? To try to win me from my evil ways with your stupid preaching?
I know now I wasted my breath. I always refused to believe it, Richard, but now I know you're evil clear through. You're a murderer.
And so you, my own brother, tried to betray me to my enemies.
No, they thought I was you and that Lois Lane and innocent girl was in league with me.
And to think that all these years I kept a soft spot in my heart for you. I should have known better. I learned long ago that no man is to be trusted.
Oh, please don't speak that way, Richard. I implore you to give yourself up to the police and to God. Try to see his way.
Give myself up to the police? Listen to the fool, Tara.
He is indeed a fool, Master.
The greatest fool who ever lived. And now he's going to pay for it. And for trying to double-cross me. Pull the bell cord for Marco, Tara.
Yes, Master.
I don't understand, Richard. What are you going to do?
You want me, Mr. Jones?
Yes, Marco. Take this gentleman downstairs.
Okay, boys. Come on, pal.
No, let go of
him. Come on, I said.
Well, where are you taking me? Let me go, please. Richard.
Shut your trap and get going.
Goodbye, my saintly brother. Hurry and close the door after you, Marco. There's a draft.
Okay, boys.
Beastly cold air. It doesn't give me a chill. I mustn't.
You are not going to spray your throat, Master?
No, Tara. I must get used to doing without my atomizer tonight. I only hope I won't catch pneumonia.
Why must you do without your atomizer tonight?
Because I'm going to impersonate my saintly brother, of course. Did you buy those special throat lozenges I told you to?
Yes, Master. Here they are.
I'll start chewing them now. Here are the key to my brother's apartment.
Yes, Master.
And you've made all the other arrangements?
Everything, Master.
Good. These lozenges are terrible. Sure, they can't protect my delicate throat. But we're playing for such high stakes, I must take the risk. Just imagine, Tara. Before the night is over, Superman will be dead.
But are you sure you can destroy Superman, Master? So many others have failed. They have failed.
I can't fail. Not with a kryptonite. And the other arrangements in Project 3 on Mount George.
How do you plan to get Superman to Mount George? You said you were to meet him this evening in your brother's apartment in Metropolis.
You see the bottle on the table there?
You mean the bottle of ink, Master? Which the chemist Bush prepared last night?
It looks like ink, but it isn't.
No?
No. As a solution of pure kryptonite, dyed the color of ink. When the special rubber stopper is removed from the bottle, the emanations of the kryptonite will make Superman weak as a baby.
It is magic, Master?
For our purposes, it's better than magic. It's time for me to go to my brother's apartment. See, the cab is ready. I'll spray myself once more before I leave. If only I don't take them all.
Feverishly, Mr. Jones sprays his throat before leaving to set a trap for Superman. We'll return in a moment for the tenth climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
Say, isn't it swell, gang, that you can have fun with your collection of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep any kind of weather and any time of day? Both fellas and girls, too. And whenever you meet up with one of your pals, there's the business of comparing notes on how many you've collected so far and showing off how smart these brilliant colored buttons look pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And it's even more fun trading duplicates. Like an extra button with Smitty's picture in exchange for Kale, if you don't have him yet. Or Winnie Winkle traded for Smokey Stover. Or Smiling Jack for Superman. Yes, sir, for fun and for doggone good looks, these comic buttons are really on the beam. They're done up in full comic strip colors on a sturdy white enamel button made of real metal, so they last and last. And easy to get? Why, you don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you a package or two of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Then look inside the package for your prize. Another exciting comic button for your collection. Remember, that's an exclusive prize for you from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now back to the adventures of Superman.
A nearby steeple clock chimes the hour of 8 as Superman and Batman stand together in a vacant lot under a dark, moonless sky, a block from Mr. Algernon Phillips' house. Across the street, Robin, Batman's young companion, keeps watch.
Coast looks clear, Batman. I'll drop in on Mr. Phillips now and find out what's what.
I don't like it, Superman. I've got a crawly feeling on the back of my neck. That always means danger.
Well, frankly, I don't like the setup either. But I can't see anything wrong. Phillips got home about an hour ago, and you and Robin have scouted the place for 2 hours. I've flown over it so many times, I can tell you how many threads there are in his rug. I've examined every inch of the apartment and everything in it. And I'm sure there's no kryptonite there. That's the only thing in the world I have to fear.
I know, but I still don't like it. Jones, the sly fox.
I've got to take the chance. Must get rid of the kryptonite before it can be used against me again and against the world. Don't forget the Atom Man.
I haven't. And I know you have to take the chance, but... Oh, well, maybe I'm getting to be an old woman, but I'll tell you this. If you aren't out in 1 hour, Robin and I are coming in after you.
Oh, I'll be out long before that. So long.
Up and away!
Doorbell. Here he comes. Everything looks all right. Oh, good evening, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, Superman, I've been expecting you. Come in, please.
Thank you.
Unaware that the slender, scholarly-looking man in the pince-nez glasses and worn smoking jacket is the murderous Mr. Jones, and that what he has identified as an innocent bottle of ink is in reality a solution of kryptonite, Superman walks into the house and into a trap. What will happen? Tomorrow's episode is packed with suspense and drama, fellows and girls, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station, for a thrill a minute in The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, get a load of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the famous variety carton of 6 swell Kellogg cereals in 10 separate packages. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. With Kellogg's Variety on the table, you can choose among Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Pep, Corn Flakes, Shredded Wheat, Crumbles, and 40% Bran Flakes. Simply help yourself to your favorite. Each box holds a fresh, crisp, heaping portion. So ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety right away. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.